Blackaby, a target's the answer? Is that what we should do? Have a plan, have targets, and just think, like the OBR, we might keep rewriting them?
I think it was General Patton who said, all plans are junk and fail at the first meeting with the enemy, but you can't possibly win without planning.
There we are.
I'm not a great fan of targets. I remember winning Wales when we set very ambitious targets to get GDP up to 90%, which wasn't probably credible. I suppose in terms of risk, and I've read the report from the IWA, and I think it's excellent, but there are parts I would disagree on. I don't want my politicians to take risks. That's not why I vote. No. I want my politicians to do what works. And so what I want them to do is look at the evidence and implement policies. I don't think we take risks with the economies, with people's lives.
Can I just ask you what you mean by that? Because I'm probably not the only person who's not quite sure what you mean. So would you not say we want a metro? We'd see if the metro happened from the market?
No, but what would I do is what we know, what is the role of government? And I probably won't disagree a lot with Gerald here, but governments have certain roles. They're not to run businesses. They're not to take risks. What the government's got to do is prevent an environment in where businesses can thrive. Think about the last 10 years and the companies that have come from nowhere. Would any of government would have actually developed those businesses? No, they wouldn't. What we need is world-class education. And you've got to get your education, you've got to get your skills right, and then you let other people risk their money, not taxpayers' money, when it comes to running the economy. So I think in terms of education, we have done some things possibly where we've looked at the evidence. You've got a foundation phase in primary schools, which was based on evidence. But I remember when I was here 5 years ago and I was talking about skills and I had a quote from Adam Smith. And what Adam Smith wrote in 1776, the great part of what is taught in schools and universities does not seem to be a proper preparation for business. And I would add, is not a proper preparation for life. Because to a certain extent, what are the skills we need? We need more business skills in our schools. We need more economic skills. If you look at the evidence, where is the returns? Where are the highest paid jobs? They're in those areas. If you look at poverty in Wales and you look at an APR, how many of our kids come out of schools not knowing what an interest rate is on a credit card? Those are the sort of things we've got to be getting right, not deciding, well, do we take a risk here or do we think that sector? I'm not a great fan of picking winners. We did that in the 60s with Concorde, a great plane, but it didn't work in terms of boosting the economy. So it's not the job of government to pick winners. It's a great environment.